This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good to have you listening here on BPN Radio. It's a Tuesday, and it is Prophetic Tuesday. I'm ready to prophesy, so get ready to hear a word from the Lord. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever.
I hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak make strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Well, I love to hear the voice of God. And I've been serving as a prophetic voice here in America since 1985. I've actually been in ministry 51 years. And for so many years, Gene and I, we traveled across America and around the world, sharing prophetic words with one congregation or one town and one city at a time. And to think now that I'm sitting here behind a microphone, not looking at anyone with my natural eyes, but looking with my spiritual eyes, and to think that I can now minister to hundreds, thousands of towns and cities all across America and around the world is surreal. But I'm delighted. And welcome to Prophetic Tuesday. You're on BPNradio.com. I've been doing this now on radio for many months. Next Monday, we're going to celebrate at BPN Radio our fourth anniversary of broadcasting around the clock and around the globe. And to think that we can break in anytime, broadcast live like I'm doing right now. This broadcast, of course, going to be replayed at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock, but now broadcasting live across America and around the world. Thank you for joining me. And here we are at BPNradio.com from our studios in Austin, Texas, and keeping the watch of the Lord. I want to remind you that the views and opinions of those on this broadcast, any of our programs on BPNradio.com, may or may not be the views a Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we are delighted that you are listening today on this rainy, cold Tuesday in Austin, Texas. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn, edited by Eliana Pertuk, and supported by you, our loyal listeners, partners, and friends. I want to welcome churches and cities and individuals all across America. We have at the Breakout Prayer Network, which I started in 1997 after leading prayer at the White House. We now have over 1,400 churches that are represented. That doesn't mean the pastor necessarily is represented, but somebody in that church represents them on BPNradio.com. Over 900 cities across America and around the world. We are headed for 1,000 cities. If you're not a part of the Breakout Prayer Network, all you have to do is go to letspraymerica.com. Letspraymerica.com. Letspraymerica.com and fill out the information there on the homepage. Oh, wow. I am so excited about today. I just sense that today, here on this 12th, what is it, 13th day, of November, I believe it's the 13th, is going to be a very special day. I believe somebody's going to get a word from God that's going to change your life forever. And I've operated on the premise all of these years since beginning as a prophetic voice in America and around the world, 1985. I've operated on the premise that one word from God can change your life forever. Example. I recently was with Dr. David and Yvonne Remedios, who lead a great church in Forest Hill, Louisiana. They lead the corporate prayer every Wednesday on BPNradio.com at noon. And they were sharing once again the testimony of how I came to their church in Alexandria, Louisiana in 1989. And they did not have direct you know, direction for their life. Even though David Remedios was a doctor and he was a surgeon, they did not know exactly what they were going to do because they were about to get out of the military. And David had served in the Air Force. And they came to the service, and I called them out of the congregation, not knowing anything about them, not knowing that he was a medical doctor, a surgeon, and that she had came from Puerto Rico. She couldn't even understand English, but she said that the Holy Spirit interpreted the words that I was giving them, and they wept and wept and cried and cried. And I prophesied over Dr. David Remedios that he would go to the South and minister many times. He would have an effective ministry to the South, and also that he would raise the dead. You know, people were expressing great joy until I said, "And you will raise the dead." Then everything got real quiet. But you know that all things are possible, and a word from God is higher than the word of man. So about 6 months later, I went back to the church in Alexandria, Louisiana, and he asked me, Dr. David Remedios asked me if I could have breakfast with him the next morning. He had something to share with me. And he told me that after I gave the prophetic word over him, that he was working in the ER, the emergency room at the hospital, the local hospital, and they brought somebody in that had a heart attack, a damaged aorta. And he said while he was working with him, giving him emergency treatment care, that he looked at the monitor and the monitor went flat. The monitor hit a flat line, which means that this man he's gone, he's dead. And so David remembered the word of the Lord, which came to him, you will go to the South and minister, and you will also raise the dead. All things are possible with God, and nothing is impossible if you can believe. And so David put his hands on the man and said, in the name of Jesus, I command you to live and not die. And he said the monitor just started right back, going up and down. And the man lived, and the family members called Dr. Remedios the miracle doctor. And he has had other miracles, of course, in his life since 1989. That's been, 29 years ago. And he's still operating on those words. He and his wife, Yvonne, both are still operating on those words that I gave them. I went and helped open their church, their brand new, beautiful facility recently in Forest Hill, Louisiana, and saw the prophetic words that I'd given over that church for many years. I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, whoever you are, whether you're listening to the live broadcast here at 10 a.m. Central Time, or you're listening to a replay here at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, or 10 o'clock, or maybe at a later time on podcast. All of our prophetic sessions are on podcast. Just go to bpnradio.com, click on podcast, and go to prophetic sessions. And you'll find all of my prophetic sessions there, and many of those by Allison Keeber, who hosts Prophetic Thursday on there. And just in case you missed yours or would like to listen again, they're all up there for about the last, 20 months or so. So we're going to pray today. And I am going to, I'm already feeling the glory cloud coming over our studios here in Austin, Texas, because somebody's going to get a word from God. And if I prophesy over you, now remember, you may have turned in your name, but I can't get to everybody, but don't give up hope, because I still have names that maybe I've not called in the last few weeks. We made a commitment. We won't let one name fall to the ground or fall to the floor, although it may take a while. But so stay with me, if you will. And when I call your name, you must realize it could be a now word, something God is doing in your life right away. Or it could be a future word. It could be a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. It could be a confirming word. You say, I already know that, already said that. Or maybe Dale Gentry's already spoke that. Or Allison Keeber's already spoken that word over me. Or it could be a brand new word. New things do I declare, said the Lord. Before they happen, I'm going to tell you of them. And so Sometimes the prophet, the prophetic voice, talks to you about things that are going to happen in you that may not make any sense with your natural mind. You may say, that doesn't make any sense at all. How could I do that? Maybe you feel like you're not qualified. Maybe you feel like that is not in your wheelhouse or in your thinking or in your, what I would call your margin of error. That's just outside of the box. But you must know that all things are possible. You can't receive with your mind. Your mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive a word from God. It doesn't. But your spirit has a major capacity to receive all things. Jesus' mother Mary, when the angel of the Lord told her she's going to have a baby, she said, how can it be? Never had relationships with a man. I mean, how could that happen? But she said, I receive it because I know that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. So when I give a prophecy, you may say, I just don't know how that could ever happen. But if you receive it with your spirit, not your mind, but your spirit, and just say, well, I don't know how that's going to happen, but I believe it will, and I receive it. I'm going to write it down, and I'm going to speak my prophetic words into existence. John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. You got to speak your word into existence. Your world's into existence. Creative powers in your own life by the words that you speak. So you speak your worlds into existence by declaring what you believe and know. Now, if you don't bear witness to the word, you don't have to receive it. Just say, I don't believe that word's for me. But you got to realize that prophetic words create opportunities, major opportunities, when it seems impossible. I'm on radio here on bpnradio.com speaking to this nation and nations of the world because I believe the word of the Lord when he spoke to me in the summer of 2014 and said, I want you to start leading prayer over internet radio 24 hours a day. Now, you know you can't do that. And even Jean, as much faith as she has, she said, Dale, you know you can't lead prayer 24 hours a day. But I had the help of our engineer, producer, Michael Sean Bourne, who I'd remembered. You know, the other people are waiting to help you. He was waiting to help me, and a college professor that taught electronics, still teaches electronics, and he helped me get it on. And Arena, the mother of our editor, Aliona Pertuka, she helped me with the editing, put my program on every night at midnight and played it 24 times. So I started out leading prayer 1 hour a day with some guests on, and Arena, she replayed that 23 other times, which made 24 times. Then, with the help of Michael Sean Bourne and other members of our staff, we started broadcasting live 24 hours a day, and here we are next Monday celebrating 4 years of broadcasting around the clock, around the globe, on bpnradio.com. We started out calling it BPN Radio, but then there were other BPN radios, but there is only one bpnradio.com. When you get to our website, bpnradio.com, you got to remember to turn the button on. Some people say, I went to your website and I still didn't hear anything. Well, we're working on having it to come on automatically audio, but at the moment, you got to click the on button. You got to turn it on, turn the radio on. Don't just sit there and think it's just going to come on automatically. It will at some time. But turn it on, and remember when I give a prophecy, it may not be just only for the person that I'm calling, but you may say, that's a word for me also. You may not bear witness to the word, or you may say, hey, I received that word. I know that that word is for me also, and I'm going to take it. So, okay. So we are just about ready to begin. Are you ready. We're going to pray the will of God be done, that God will open our spiritual ears to hear today, God will open our spiritual eyes today, and God will open our hearts to receive today. We also want to pray for those of you that are out in California that are being involved in the most deadly a fire in the history of California. Thousands of wildfire-weary Californians facing financially, emotionally difficult, not only now but years ahead, but particularly those of you that are living in the Paradise, California area. And it's just unbelievable what's happened. Northern California, where the campfire is still burning, authorities say that 6,543 homes have been destroyed, along with hundreds of businesses. And near Malibu, the Woolsey fires destroyed some 370 structures. And, I'm just reading more. Most evacuees still have no idea how their homes fared because evacuation orders are keeping the public out from the dangerous, unhealthy conditions caused by the camp and Woolsey fires. Oh, my. Wow, I'm just overwhelmed, and I know that many of you that may be living in California are. And so, Father, we agree right now in Jesus' name for this program today. I pray that you will anoint me, your servant, to prophesy, and I pray for those that are listening today that they will have ears to hear, eyes to see, hearts to respond, and faith to declare what they are seeing and hearing. I pray, Father, for those out in California, we have many listeners in California, and maybe you are being involved in the fire, maybe you're an evacuee, maybe you've lost everything. We pray for you right now in Jesus' name, and we pray for those of you that are in California, and if you don't live in California, we intercede for you and ask God to minister to those that are suffering in the Golden State. In Jesus' name. And we're going to pray for some individuals right now before we begin. I want you to pray for my wife, Jean Gentry, who has been having some health challenges. And would you pray for Jean Gentry, Mrs. America? Would you pray for my friend Larry Martin? Dr. Larry Martin's in the hospital. Would you pray for him? My pastor, Bob Nichols, is in rehab. He's been in the hospital for 2 or 3 weeks, going through rehabilitation right now in Fort Worth, Texas. Also, my pastor in Austin, Texas, Bill Hart, had prostate cancer surgery yesterday and is recovering. Would you pray for Bill Hart in Austin, Texas? Would you pray for Pastor Easy Jones, Sugar Land, Texas, who has been diagnosed with cancer? Would you pray for my friend Gary Pack in Roslyn, New Mexico, associate pastor there at Gateway Church, Roslyn, New Mexico, and the cousin of my personal assistant, Linda Meeks. Would you pray for my nephew, Brandon Berry, about 35 years old, congestive heart failure, needs a heart transplant or a heart pump. Father, we pray for these needs today. We ask for your help in Jesus' name here on this Prophetic Tuesday on bpnradio.com. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful day. It's a wonderful Tuesday, and we're going to hear from the Lord today because the Holy Ghost is going to speak to us. Yes.
He is the giver of love to the world. Oh, yeah. We'll hunger and thirst for your word.
Oh, we hunger. That's Martin Smith, my friend from Rustington, England. Hallelujah. Boy, I love to hear the voice of God. And my faith is high because I know that what one word from God can change your life forever. So I'm going to get right to it, and I'm going to start prophesying over Sherry M. from Lake Worth, Florida. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that everything is on hold at the moment. Now listen to me. When I give a prophetic word, it may not be what that you have expected or anticipated. There's a lot of people want me to prophesy about their marriage, their pregnancy, their home, their job. You know, I just have to share what is in my spirit. So I get up early every Tuesday morning, and I come into my studio, and I just begin to look at those that have turned in their name, city, and state. And I just began to prophesy. I just began to hear the Lord saying a certain word about the people that left their name, city, and state, or maybe in the past weeks. I just start writing. And I just write what I hear the Holy Spirit saying, just a few words. A prophecy is not a chapter or a book. It's just a word. It could be two or three words. I gave a person a prophecy recently, and the prophecy was run. So over Sherry M. from Lake Worth, Florida, your Holy Spirit saying that everything is on hold for you at the moment. You must not allow secondary offers or opportunities to cloud your thinking. Thinking this is it when this is not it. You must allow yourself some space to rest, relax, and pray concerning the next decision or the next move you make, because it's really big and will affect your future, not only your future as well as other people, their future as well. So Sherry, Lake Worth, Florida, I bless you in Jesus' name. Jenna L. from Woodland, California, I'm going to do something I don't normally do, but in the name of Jesus, I rebuke the voice of the accuser in your life. I rebuke that tormenting spirit, that self-hate because of wrong choices, self-blame, self-hate. I command you to come out of that pit of despair. I believe this may be for some others. That's pit of despair. David said, God brought me out of a horrible pit. You must get up and get moving. You must resist Satan at all cost, because this is not the end. And you're thinking too much about the end instead of the beginning. I hear the Holy Ghost saying over you, Jenna, think about a new beginning. Don't think about the end. Think about the beginning. In Jesus' name, I bless you, Jenna. I love you, and Jesus loves you. I have a word over Catherine. Catherine E. from Mobile, Alabama. I hear the Holy Ghost saying it's the dawning of a new day in your life. It's true. It's really true. Dreams really do come true, and your dreams are coming true. It's a time of celebration. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying, this one is just for you. You don't have to share the celebration with others. You are in the spotlight. You are in the limelight. And I see you smiling the biggest smile that you have ever smiled, and breaking out in the biggest laughter you have ever laughed. I see hundreds of photos being taken of you, Catherine. Logan E., this one is just for you. Hallelujah. Celia E. from Crum, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying there is an enormous opportunity coming your way. Say yes and be blessed. Say yes and be blessed. Some people, they can't say yes because they don't know how to receive a blessing. They don't know, they know how to give, but they don't know how to receive. The Apostle Paul said concerning giving and receiving. So say yes and be blessed. I bless you, Celia, from Crum, Texas. I know where Crum is. I've had lunch in Crum one time, a little bitty town, not too far from Fort Worth. But there's a diner there, a little family diner that's great. Hang on just a moment. I've got to put a cough drop in my mouth. I've been ministering. I've been shouting and praying, which I love to do. Hey, Liz I from Ventura, California. Do you know that God has put people in your circle of influence that are influential people? God has put in your circle of influence, Liz, influential people that are going to mark your life forever. And just their influence and their endorsement about you is going to change your life and bring you into a new sphere of blessing and influence you've never known before. You know, my prophetic ministry started 1985, when one man by the name of Dr. Larry Lee, introduced me to 600 pastors at a conference, said, this man, he leads prayer better than I do. You need to have him in your church. And from that evening on, I've never lacked an invitation. I mean, God could turn it around in a day. You listen to me now. Listen to me. Don't get your head up. Get your head up. Don't let your head hang down. Don't let your hands hang down. God can turn everything around for you in one day. In one day. So you can either reject it or you can receive it. I trust you receive it. I bless you, Liz, from Ventura, California. Trust that all is well there as far as the wildfires are concerned. Ashley W. from Rawls, Texas. When I went to engineering and radio school, I had a roommate from Rawls, Texas. I know it's a little town, and he was working at a little radio station many years ago in Rawls, West Texas. Ashley, I hear the Holy Spirit saying he's moving you to a place of great settledness. Now, that I've got the spelling wrong, but it's great settledness. It's like I'm here, and I'm in my place, and I cannot be moved out of my place. Like a tree planted by the rivers of water that cannot be moved, I hear the Holy Ghost saying that you cannot be moved. God is moving to a place of settledness. You can plant a tree in the backyard and watch it come up and bear fruit. You can make long-term plans, Ashley. Ashley W. from Rawls, Texas. I bless you in Jesus' name. And Irma M. from Pearland, Texas. I know where that's at. You know, I've ministered in so many, many places. Some of you say, well, you've ministered a lot of places. Yeah, I'm kind of like Ricky Nelson, who's saying I've been everywhere. I bless you, Irma. Your Holy Spirit's saying he's giving you additional assurance that you are going the right direction. Don't allow doubts and what ifs to prevent you from moving with what he has placed in your heart. Assurance that you're going the right direction. Okay, I bless you, Irma. Jesus' name. Letha K. from Sanger, Texas. And I'm not going to say that I've been to Sanger, but I've been there many times. Letha K., trials and tribulations that would try and sink your ship have come your way. But Holy Spirit is saying, don't leave the boat. Don't abandon ship. There are voices attempting to speak in your life to pull you away from those things and people that you've invested in. Don't trade the precious for the fake gold. Take a deep breath and stay with the ship till the storms and temptations pass you by. Remember, weeping may endure for a night, but the joy comes in the morning. And bad times never last. Huh? Never last. And so you're being challenged today to move away from what you know is right or what you have invested in. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Letha K., Sanger, Texas. I bless you. Jacqueline B. from Lake Worth, Florida, where I've ministered many times. Your Holy Spirit speaking to you about times and seasons. You know, I love to sit out on my back porch in the summertime, but I wouldn't want to do it today. It was 32 degrees in Austin last night, freezing. It's not the time or season for it. So it's the time and season for me to sit by my fireplace. And, you know, the summertime, I didn't want to do that, but now I really do. I told Gene the other morning I'd rather have sit by a fire, a good fire, than a good bed. I know that's kind of radical and ridiculous, but I love the fireplace. In other words, what I'm trying to say, there is a certain time and a certain season for everything. And so I'm saying over to you, Jacqueline, there are rare obstacles in your way that would cause major compromise in your life, taking you way off course from those things you know. There are things you know and other things you don't know. Stay with what you know. God is resting your, resetting your compass, and there will be clear direction and sailing in the near future. You can't see now because of all the fog and all the clouds, because it's not the season of the sunshine, maybe, but it's going to come. Don't allow things that you don't know to pull you off course. I remember years ago when I was in radio, I was a radio announcer and disc jockey. I got so discouraged because of my working environment. I worked for two men that were partners at the radio station, the ownership, and they were always rebuking me, giving me a hard time. So I began to look for other jobs. And I was even considering leaving radio. And I looked at this sales job, which now I know I was not very gifted at. I'm not very good raising money for myself. And so I was thinking about going applying for that job, and it was like the Holy Spirit just kind of had my feet glued to the floor. I am so thankful that I did not get off course, because before long I received a call from a friend of mine that I had been worked at a previous radio station with, saying, "Come to Wichita Falls, Texas. We have an opening." And I was so happy to leave that radio station in the Oklahoma City area. I was more than happy that I had not gone away from what I'd been called to do and what I knew how to do, what I knew and what I was knowing, but was ready now to make the transition. It was there in Wichita Falls, Texas, that God put me in a Holy Ghost-filled church, put me in an atmosphere of revival, and God called me to preach one Sunday night when Prophet David Wilkerson came to our church. What am I saying? I'm saying there are many things that will pull you off course and cause you to move in a wrong direction, to make wrong choices, and maybe years. It might take you years to recover. You only make a wrong choice, it may take a week to recover. It may take a month to recover, and it could take years to recover. So Jacqueline and others that are listening to Prophetic Tuesday, you stay with what you know. God is resetting your compass. It's going to give you clear sailing, clear direction, and the clouds are going to lift, and the fog is going to lift, and it's going to be okay. I bless you in Jesus' name. I spent a lot of time on that prophecy, but I believe it was for some other people as well. Selena H. from Williamsburg, Ohio. Your Holy Spirit is saying there's some things that have been done in your life that cannot be undone. But there are other things that have been done in your life that can be undone, restored, or even made new again. So don't focus on the things that cannot be undone, the things that cannot be undone, but those things that can be done, you focus on those things. You know, I know that there's a lot of women that maybe had an abortion. They say, "I wish I hadn't have done that." That cannot be undone, but God can maybe give you another baby or allow you to adopt a baby. I'm not saying that necessarily about you, Celine. I don't know for sure, but I'm just talking about focusing on things that can be done or be made new or be made over in your life. I bless you, Selena, in Jesus' name. You have a wonderful spirit, a sweet spirit, and I bless you. Charles L. from Fort Worth, Texas. I hear the Lord saying, "You must not give up on the love of your life. Sometimes you have to fight for what is near and dear to your life. You just can't let that go. Let that person go, or that thing go, or that situation go. You must pursue it, overtake it, and recover all." And the Bible said when the thief is caught, the thief must restore sevenfold. I bless you, Charles, in Jesus' name. Shelly P. from Wallace, North Carolina. And I heard these words, and I believe it was from some other people. "Why are you working alone? Satan is trying to corner you and keep you away from people that love and care for you. You must not allow yourself to be isolated, and you must not be abandoned. You must not abandon those people that really are concerned about you and your welfare and your future." So it's time to come out of that corner and present a brand new Shelley, because you are a wonderful person. Don't let anybody steal your identity, the person you really are. You're a beautiful woman of grace and dignity, and so many are waiting for Shelley to return. Now, I don't know all that means, because the Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13 that we know in part and prophesy in part. So I don't understand that part. But I'm sure you do. So I see a return to the major platform Holy Spirit has given you. It's time to rise and shine again. Rise and shine, Shelley. In Jesus' name, I bless you. Amen and amen. Heather? Heather R. from Springtown, Texas. I hear Holy Spirit saying, follow your heart. There are things you feel you have been disqualified from doing. Listen to me. The truth is, you've disqualified yourself. The Holy Ghost hasn't disqualified you. Other people disqualified. You've disqualified yourself with the words that you speak and the attitude that you have and the thoughts of your mind concerning what God has placed in your heart or given you opportunity to do. Remember, there's always going to be opposition to your mission, and people that are nearest to you, closest to you, may not agree with what you have been saying or doing. Don't retreat, and don't allow retreat to be an option in your life. Don't take these lies and rumors sitting down. Stand up and fight with the spiritual armor that God has given you. It's not going to be easy what he's put in your heart or what he wants you to do. And so that's why you're having a lot of spiritual warfare, because Satan, he can see the outcome, and he doesn't want you to go there, but God does. And if God be for you, Heather, who can be against you? I bless you in Jesus' name. Hey, Tammy B.M. from Lakeland, Florida. I ministered in Lakeland. I'm telling the truth. He's given you executive privilege to speak into lives where, under other conditions or circumstances, they would not listen to you. But this time, they're listening. Because of this assignment that you now have, Tammy, is giving you a captive audience. So don't lose this opportunity. Make the most of it. It's like you're in a in an airplane. And you stand up and make an announcement, and you have a captive audience. People can't go anywhere. They can't just jump off the plane. And that's similar to what you have, Tammy. You have a captive audience and won't last for a long season, but right now it is your assignment. Make the most of it. You have a captive audience, so don't lose this opportunity. I bless you, Tammy. Tammy B.M., Lakeland, Florida. And Michelle G. from New Iberia, Louisiana. I must say, I've never preached there, never ministered there, never prophesied there. But Michelle, the Lord knows who you are, and I see you as a major hostess, welcoming and hosting people from around the world. Much to your amazement, they will offer you an invitation to return, decreasing the gap between you and nations of the world that you have longed to enter. So, Michelle, I bless you in Jesus' name. I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Well, it's a good day. We're going to take a station break here in just a moment. Identify ourselves here at this non-profit radio station. What does that mean? That means that we are not for profit, but we are a 501c3, a non-profit. We're not for profit, but we are non-profit. That means that your gifts are tax deductible. If you'd like to give a gift to bpnradio.com or Breakout Prayer Network, we are supported by the gifts of our friends and those that believe in what we're doing and those that that really love and care for Dale and Gene Gentry and the Breakout Prayer Network. What you can do is you can go to bpnradio.com. There's a donate button. And you can click on the donate button. And wow. And when you do, you can use your credit card, PayPal, or you can use your debit card. And when you, if you want to make a contribution, you can do that. Also, you can make a check and send it. You make a check payable to Breakout Ministries. You can send that to P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas. 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. And if I said it too quick, you can go to bpnradio.com, click on the donate button, and the mailing address is there. as well as using your PayPal, credit card, debit card. There's no charge for the prophecy, but I'm telling you, I have to pay for this microphone that I'm speaking to. It is not cheap. We have some full-time employees. We have some part-time employees, and our budget is pretty large. And so we just have to depend on people that believe in what we're doing. So the prophecy's free, but what we're having to do, I'm surrounded by several computers, a microphone, and we have full-time employees that are helping us with this. And I encourage you to give. Would love for you to give. We need you to give. And if you believe in what we're doing, would you do that? And don't hesitate. And so you can go to bpnradio.com, click on the donate button while I play a song, and you can do it. So I'm going to look on PayPal when I get through and see who has donated, and I would be most, most grateful. And our entire team would be most grateful. And Jean Gentry, she goes to the post office in Austin quite often, and we rejoice over the checks we receive. So, Father, I just pray that you would bless people that give, whether it's a small gift or a large gift. I pray for people to become monthly partners. When they sign on, they can click a box and make that a monthly contribution, a monthly donation. Bless the people that give. Bless them abundantly and bountifully. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We're going to take a station break. I'm going to play a song that was written by my son, Rick Gentry, taken from the words that I speak on a regular basis and sung by a 16-year-old young lady that is an incredible singer. We're going to take a station break, and we'll play the song, and then I've got some more prophetic words to give. So don't go away.
This is Arana Kuchurka, and thank you for listening to bpnradio.com.
Hey, thank you very much, Aliona. Aliona is our editor, and even though she lives in Moldova, through the amazing opportunities we have now to communicate and operate around the world, I want to say a big thank you to Aliona Prochuka, a young lady who's finished college there in Moldova, who's so faithful, has worked with us now for quite some time. Her mom started with us, Arena, in 2014, then went to be with the Lord, and now Aliona is so faithful working with us. And the beautiful young lady, I'm praying for Aliona, a godly husband. And thank you, Aliona, for your faithfulness and what you're doing to help us here, working with me every Tuesday, well, every day of the week here, as well as Sundays on bpnradio.com. And thank you, everybody, for listening and be a part of what God is doing. And here's that special song I talked to you about entitled Dreams Really Do Come True. So you can dream. One word from God can change your life forever. And so here we go. Dreams really do come true. And so we're going to play this song, and you are going to be blessed. Don't go away. I got more prophecies, but right now I want us to dream a little bit.
Today is a great day. I can do what God said I can do. I can be who God said I can be. Today is a good day. Today is your
Don't stop dreaming. Don't stop dreaming. Don't stop dreaming.
Keep dreaming.
Yeah.
Keep dreaming.
Okay, there you have it. 16-year-old Meredith Chavez talking about dreams really do come true. And a song that's written by my son on words that I've given. I'm going to turn my monitor down here just a little bit. Okay, good to have you listening on bpnradio.com. This is Prophetic Tuesday. Allison Kieber, one of my spiritual daughters, is on every Thursday. She'll be on Thursday, and you need to listen to her. She has a great prophetic anointing. And thank you for listening to BPN. Thank you for listening to Prophetic Tuesday. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I believe that some of you people are listening today that you're receiving great encouragement. With your dreams, you got to write your dreams down, and you got to speak your dreams. You got to share your dreams with other people. Dreams really do come true. And when I was a little boy, I began to proclaim that I was going to be a radio announcer, because my eighth grade English teacher, Mrs. Bicknell, said, "Dale, you're going to be a radio announcer." Prophesied over me right there in front of all the other eighth grade students in junior high, middle school. And so I would get a spoon out that looked like a microphone, and I'd begin to act like I was a radio announcer when I was in the eighth grade, and it never left me. I started volunteering at a radio station when I was in high school, went off to school in Dallas, and then when God called me to preach, I thought, well, maybe my radio career is over. But before long, I was back in radio, pastoring a church, but having a Sunday night talk show, and then it's just continued on. Now, most of my time is spent behind this microphone here in our studios, because I know I have the opportunity to speak out and minister to so many, many, many people. Dreams really do come true. Write your dreams down. Write them down. Don't just think about it. Our thoughts don't come true. We have to put them into some type of vocabulary. All right? Why don't you do that and begin to speak your dreams? And it doesn't make any difference about the obstacles. If you could go to Comanche, Oklahoma, which was proclaimed one of the poorest towns in the state of Oklahoma, and look how I grew up in an old remodeled army barrack, you would know that I had to have some dreams, because the opportunities really weren't there. But I had a dream. I had a dream, and I worked at my father's service station, and a man came through who was selling parts, products, to the service station my dad owned. I was just pumping gas. And a man came through, and he said, you know what happened to my son? My son has, he went to a radio and engineering school in Dallas, and he has graduated, and now he has a job on the top rock and roll, the rock, top rock station in the state of Oklahoma. And I thought, I can do that. I can go to that school. I didn't know how I was going to do it. Gene and I were already married, and I knew it would be great sacrifices. I would have to be away from her weeks at a time. But she said yes, and I said yes. She went and lived with my parents and her parents, and I went off to school in Dallas because I couldn't afford the gasoline to come back and forth. And I graduated and got a good job in radio. But I had to make some sacrifices. There are some of you today, and I know I'm ministering. I'm speaking some words, but it's out of my spirit. Some of you just think because you have a prophecy that it's automatically going to happen. It's not. There is a price that you have to pay, and there's a process that you have to go through. And you cannot just wish it into existence. There's a training. I've got a spiritual son that I talked about, Dr. David Remedios. He's a doctor, but how many years did he have to go through of training and then internship and then more training to be a surgeon? He paid the price. And there are those of you that have great gifts, but it takes some time, it takes some training, and it takes some qualification. And you need to be willing to pay the price. You need to be willing to make the commitment. And so many people are saying, well, you know, I don't have these opportunities, but God has given you a gift, but that gift needs to be trained. You understand what I'm saying? That gift needs to be trained. I had a gift of radio, but I need to go to radio and engineering school in order to know what to do and how to do it. I had to pass the Federal Communications Commission test, which I failed several times. I could have quit. I failed the test. I had to keep going back to Dallas, Texas. And one station, the station I was working at, they said, if you don't pass the test this time, you're going to lose your job. Now, that's real, that is real pressure. But sometimes we operate best under pressure, okay? So you have a gift, but you got to get your gift trained and qualified. So I hope I'm helping you there. I have a word for Danny, D-A-N-I-M, from Houston, Texas. Hear the voice of the Lord saying to you that he's operating through your vocal cords. It's evident that you have the anointing to sing publicly, but the Holy Ghost has given you the gifting to sing prophetic songs over many that will literally, those prophetic songs going to literally transform their lives. You're more than just a singer or a worship leader. You are a voice of prophetic songs, Danny. I bless you there in Houston, Texas, in Jesus' name. Pete and Allie, Madison, Wisconsin, it's his good pleasure to give you the kingdom. You must know his will is not complicated. You must not overthink what he has assigned for you. You must purpose in your heart to keep it simple. That's what I prophesied over evangelist, now pastor, now televangelist, Jesse Duplantis years ago. Keep it simple, Jesse. If it's overcomplicated and there are too many details involved, you must allow some things to pass you by until you have complete peace and assurance that this is the way you must go. You must not allow other people's opinions, even what you consider counsel or maybe even prophecies, to press you out of measure. If you don't bear witness to a prophecy, then don't receive it. So prophecies are good, but they can also be very damaging. But let's believe that the word of the Lord is working in your life and that he is at work and his will is being done. Mina C. from Fort Worth, Texas, he knows you. Hear the Lord saying he knows you and knows who you are. He knows your name. He's not lost track of you. His eyes upon you will call your name, give you proper placement at the appointed and appraised time, the proper appraisal is coming into motion. So I believe that your appraisal of what God has wanted you to do, Mina, has been way too low. Way too low. So the appraisal has got to be reappraised, and it's going up, and it's happening. You know, I'm going to give you a chapter, and the chapter is Daniel chapter 10. The word of the Lord came to Daniel and said the promise was true, but it was a long time coming. The promise was true, but it was a long time coming. And so I just hear the Lord saying over you, mean it's going to be worth the wait. Sometimes we interrupt what God is doing by grabbing hold of something that is really not ours, or it's not the proper timing. You know, when God's timing and God's will kiss each other, that's a beautiful thing. Blessings, Mina. Hey, Kara Lee from Redding, California. Kara Lee N. You're giving honor to those who seemingly have been forgotten. Give honor to whom honor is due. And I hear the Lord saying, if you'll do that, Kara, you'll never run out of blessings. Even people you don't know, you're going to start honoring. You're going to give oversight to an honoring club, a whole new organization that honors forgotten warriors and other people that need to be honored. So your whole life at some point in time is going to be consumed with giving honor to other people. It's going to be one of the most fulfilling adventures that you could have ever imagined. Kara Lee N. from Redding, California. I bless you. Janet from Friends, Janet H., Friendswood, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that He has put you at the center of the room to bring great joy and gladness to others. Laughter is a good medicine, and you're going to produce lots of it. You're going to host laughter gatherings, bringing in those who have the ability to make other people laugh, to tell wholesome stories, not off color, wholesome stories and make other people laugh, bringing healing to many who have been brokenhearted or bound by depression or just need a good laugh. I have a friend whose name is Aaron Wilburn. I call him Aaron, and Aaron's a little short guy, and, you know, he is his whole ministry for a while was his entire ministry at one time was just singing. He was a great singer. But then he began to realize he had a gift to make people laugh. So he goes from town to town, city to city, county fairs, wherever it may be, churches, and he makes people laugh. Laughter is good medicine. It's a healing balm. Laughter is good for the soul. And Janet, you're just going to host laughter gatherings. I just call them Holy Ghost laugh-ins. Holy Ghost laugh-ins for you, Janet H., there in Friendswood, Texas. I bless you. Hey, Aaron L. from Madison, Wisconsin. I have a word for you. Now, hear the Holy Spirit saying, you are not alone. Even though you have been forsaken by someone you love, it's His grace that is sufficient for you this day. Great grace upon you, Aaron, and you will love again and dream again, and you will start again. I bless you, Aaron, from Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Suzanne Q. from Delray Beach, Florida. I'm right here, says the Lord, right here beside you. Talk to me right now. I'm listening. I care because you care enough to give your very best. I care enough, Suzanne, to give you my very best. Remember that my blessings don't always come on the 1st and the 15th. Sometimes it's handfuls on purpose, and sometimes He blesses us incrementally. Sometimes we have downpours here in Austin, Texas. The rain coming down what I would call in buckets. Then there's other times. Then there are other times that it just drizzles and just sprinkles. So however the Holy Spirit wants to do it, but you talk to Him. Because He is listening. And you talk. I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Suzanne, you talk and He will listen. I have a word for you, Angie. Angie M. from Elk City, Oklahoma. And I have ministered there. I preached there. Elk City, Oklahoma. I hear Holy Spirit saying there are continuous pressures on you to move you out of your rhythm into being something you aren't. You must not wander into enemy territory because of the opinions of others. You must understand who you are and what you are called to do, and you must not step aside from that. You cannot determine the will, plan, and purpose of God on just by pencil and paper. In times past, you have followed your heart, but then other opportunities came, and you moved into a lot of different directions. I would call that overload. Angie, you're overloaded. That's a word for some of you. You're overloaded. And you've got to return to the simple life, to where you were in the beginning, to what you started with, what you started doing when you were most fulfilled before life became so complicated. Just return to that. So there are practical people who would want to rescind those dreams and visions because of circumstances, because of what they think you ought to do. But make sure you don't lose or leave your first love assignment. You don't have to go back knowing that, first of all, I was called to be a preacher and called to be in radio, loving to speak behind a microphone. And I realized I don't want to give that up. I can preach, I can prophesy, and I can do that over a microphone. I can even play music. And so, I love what I'm doing. It's very profitable to me, and it's not a matter of doing even for your benefit, although I believe that these words are literally changing some people's lives, but it's for my benefit. And so I want to preach on Sunday mornings. I do that 8 a.m. every Sunday morning Central Time. I rear back, old Okie Talk, I rear back and I preach. And I love to do that because even though I don't know who all is listening, it's not just for their benefit, it's for my benefit. And so, I'd like to get on here on Tuesdays and I prophesy to you, give you words for your benefit, but not just for your benefit. There is a selfish part of me that says I need to keep prophesying. I need to keep in practice. I need to keep in practice because if I don't, I could lose my edge. You can lose your edge. And that is what is happening to some of you. You're losing your edge. You haven't been preaching lately. You haven't been prophesying lately. You haven't been singing lately. You haven't been writing songs lately. You put down your pen and you've not been writing lately. You know what I'm talking about. You put that instrument on a shelf and you haven't been playing that instrument lately. You know I'm talking to you and you know I'm right. You know I am. Hallelujah. 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 So you're overloaded and you've left the thing that really started making you tick at the beginning because you have bought into this thing. Well, I got to make a living. I got to make a living. Who told you you had to make a living? You know, Jesus, help us now. You know, I'd rather live in a small house and a clean small house and rather than be overloaded in my finances and my building and thinking that I'm about to lose my job or I've got to struggle to keep going here. I'm not going to have any food to eat or clothes to wear. I'm not going to be able to pay my bills. And, oh, my, it goes on and on. Deliver us, Jesus. Deliver us, Jesus, from the stressors. The stressors. The stressors. I know what stress is. I know what having an emotional meltdown is. It happened to me in 1980. I just had too much on my plate, had too much going, and I was trying to give oversight to a building program and radio and television programs and all of these things, and I just had a meltdown, and so I began to, God healed me, restored me. But I began to do stress seminars for pastors, for leaders. So some of you just overloaded. I'm praying for you right now. Brondisik brite, la brondisikata rabo ute ita aribi ishiko brota. I pray for you right now. You're overloaded. You don't have a Sabbath. What is a Sabbath? A Sabbath is where you take 1 week off, 1 day off every week, and you don't do anything that you feel like you should not do unless there's an ox in the ditch. What do? You rest. So I have a Sabbath. Gene and I take our Sabbath off, and we rest, and we watch ball games, and we sit out in the sun when the sun is shining, or whatever, take a walk, and have a good meal or have a sandwich at home. We have no schedule all day long. And so we let our bodies rest, our emotions rest. And so I was avoiding the Sabbath. You know, God says more about the Sabbath, that one of the Ten Commandments and all the other nine commandments combined. 6 days. 6 days you're going to do all your work. On the seventh day, what do you say? Don't do any work. Don't do any work. Okay? So, you got to rest. Some of you are overloading. I'm praying for you right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just about to have to put everything on hold. Hey, Fanny E. Schlaubach, Kelowna, Iowa. I want to give a word for you. I hear Holy Spirit saying you're an incredible messenger of the Lord, sharing with others a godly life. You have lived in your experiences. I see you writing short stories of unsung heroes. Tell other people's story. Job said, I wish someone would tell my story. You're going to tell a lot of other people's stories. And John M. from Waterville, Maine. I see you going out quickly, coming back quickly. Christina L. from Juneau, Alaska. You're a watchman on the wall, watching and praying, warning others of events to take place. And Sherry M. from Orlando, Florida. I hear Holy Spirit saying that you're bold and beautiful. You're bold and beautiful. I see your publishing is being distributed throughout the U.S. and Canada. God has given you special assignments and connections with the Canadian people. It's time for expansion. It's time to break out. Time to break out on the right and break out on the left. Whew. I may have not have given you a word today, but you may have received a word. Somebody's received, everybody's received something today. And don't let it fall to the ground. When you quit listening to this program, you write down or go to your computer, put it on your computer, Word from the Lord, 11 and, what is it today, the 13th, 11, 13, 18, and you go back. I put my prophecies down and I read them, I rehearse them. That is very, very important. And I'll continue on with prophetic words next Tuesday. Boy, it's been a wonderful, I felt the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And don't forget, Allison Kieber is on Facebook Live. I think I'm going to go back on Tuesdays as soon as possible and start doing Facebook Live as well as bpnradio.com and just look at you from my microphone. So, and remember, you can listen to past prophetic sessions by going to bpnradio.com, click on podcast. When you get there, it's going to come up, listen now. When you get to podcast, it says prophetic sessions. Click that button, and you can listen. And this one will be out in just a few days' time. Today, immediately following this program, our award-winning news director, Delvin Kinzer, he's got the news. And we broadcast the news in order for you to know what to pray about. And so you can pray about those situations. Also, 11:55, Roy Beard, a word from the wall. And at noon today, we have a special guest at noon today. And you'll want to listen. This is Tuesday. Roy Beard is going to be on at 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock, discerning the times, watching from the wall and sharing with you what's going on in our government, what he sees happening. It's great. And then, of course, tomorrow, I'm going to have Dan West. And Dan West, hang on just a minute. I want to tell you about this because you don't want to miss, tomorrow, because tomorrow on the Wednesday Watch, I'm going to have a longtime friend of mine, Dan West, and this guy is doing an amazing ministry, and I prophesied about his ministry years ago, and he is feeding, I don't know how many people a week he feeds. It's amazing. I did have it down here. Anyhow, you got to listen. He is feeding the poor and reaching out to thousands of people every week. That's tomorrow on the Wednesday Watch. And then Thursday, of course, Allison Kuber. And don't forget Friday with Rhonda Kinzer. And Rhonda Kinzer is an incredible prayer leader, and she'll be praying for special needs on Friday, Intercession Friday. And I want to say to you, ladies, if you need someone to help you through the storm, Rhonda Kinzer is not only one of my prophetic daughters, but she also has a master's degree in psychology counseling. And she is a biblical counselor. If you need someone, a lady to talk to, help you through a storm, the initial consultation is free. And from then on, your weekly appointment is through a donation basis only, 60-minute sessions. And you can contact Rhonda. She lives in Liberal, Kansas, and she and her husband, Delvin, of course, are our associates here. And you can contact her, Rhonda Kinzer. You can go to her Facebook page, KINSER, and you can contact her. If you need someone to talk to, need some counsel, some confidential counseling, some Holy Ghost counseling as well. I mean, she's been trained. She was a college counselor for many years. Tremendous blessing, Rhonda Kinzer. You can listen to her every Friday on bpnradio.com. Throughout the day and night, things are happening. And I want to remind you, all of you church leaders, business owners, and pastors, that we have a man by the name of Dale Allison, who has been our consultant for many years at this ministry, who now is on every Friday, 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock, on bpnradio.com. His name is Dale Allison, and he hosts Stormwatch, because there are things happening in the area of churches, nonprofit organizations, that you need counsel, and he is there to help you. Father, I pray for those that have been listening today. I speak a blessing upon them. I pray that your will, plan, and purpose be done in their lives, O God. Your will, plan, and purpose be done in their lives. And even if they've not received a word today, Lord, we know that directly, or their name call, we know that you're at work in their life, and I bless them and I ask that you to bless them and give them the desires of their heart. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Keep listening to bpnradio.com. I love you. Jesus loves you. And the plan is a good plan.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Place you want me to. Someone said, well, why do we need a brand new tongue? In Isaiah, the 6th chapter, he's speaking and he says, woe is me, for I am a man of unclean lips. So the angel took a coal off the altar and came and placed it on his lips. And immediately he had a conversation with God, and God began to talk back to him. Yes, our conversation is cleansed. And that's why we need a brand new tongue. In life, there are things that confront us.
But I know who to go to in prayer. And when I know not what to pray for, the Spirit takes over from there. Praying in the Spirit in a brand new tongue, speaking to my Father in the Son, and with the heart believing that the answers come. Praying in the Holy Ghost, groaning in the Spirit is the sweetest way, for the Spirit knows my Father's will, and thus He prays. My soul and my body are left standing dumb when I'm praying in the Spirit in a brand new tongue. When the Spirit, He makes intercession, there's no cause at all for despair, for He knows the mind of my Father, and He specializes in prayer. Praying in the Spirit in a brand new tongue, to my Father in the Son, and with the heart believing that the answers come. Praying in the Holy Ghost, groaning in the Spirit is the sweetest way, for the Spirit knows my Father's will, and thus He prays. My soul and my body are left standing dumb when I'm praying in the Spirit in a brand new tongue. My soul and my body are left standing dumb when I'm praying in a brand new time.
your purification. And you heard my frail petitions to serve you endlessly. Have I loved the tree that they put you on? Oh, my friend who met me at the cross. Oh, I wanna sing again for my brother and find my way down this mountain.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, all that is within me. where I live. Come into the workplaces. Come into the schools. Come into the colleges. Come in.
To these islands.